Ooh, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to review vowel teams. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. I'll write my name, you write yours, and then put down your pencil because we are going to color first. So vowel teams, it's when two vowels get together and make a new sound. Our vowels are A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes we're going to have W in one of our teams. And all of the vowel teams have their long vowel sounds. Remember, long vowels say their name. So I want you to look at your picture. I'm going to sound out one of the pictures, and I want you to find it for me. Ready? Here we go. S-n-o. S-n-o. Snow. Do you see the snow clouds with the snow coming out of them? I know, they're so pretty. Let's color the snow blue, the snow clouds and the snowflakes. I'm going to use my blue-green crayon. You can use any kind of blue. I'm going to use my blue-green. So I want you to color the snow clouds and then trace the snowflakes with your blue crayon too. Just trace right on top. Snow, which vowel do you hear in snow? S-n-o, which one do you hear? Yeah, O, loud and clear. But O actually has another letter next to it, and they're acting like a team. They're a vowel team. Do you know what letter is after the O? Standing there being all quiet, not talking at all. Do you know it? O-W, yes, O-W. That makes a team. And even though W is not an actual vowel, it works together with the O. So we're just going to call it a team. And they make the one sound together. You put O-W together, even though it's two letters, we just make one sound. All right, I am tracing the snowflakes that are falling out of the clouds and the little dots with my blue crayon. And I am loving the way it looks. Loving it. The snow will grow very, very big. The snow can grow and then it will be low. All of those words have the O-W vowel team. Grow and snow and low have the O. W vowel team, and the O is the one who talks. All right, take 5 more seconds for your snow clouds and your snow flakes. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, let's try something else. Ready? Can you find this picture? Coat, coat. Yes, coat. We're going to look at the girl's coat. I love it. It has a bow and it has 2 pockets. It is so cute. If I was a little girl, I would wear that. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Let's color her coat. Let's color her coat pink. And even if you don't want to, this is where you listen. This is the listening part. Find your pink crayon. Look for your pink crayon. I'm looking for mine. There. No, I didn't find it yet. Where's my pink crayon? There it is. I want you to start coloring her coat pink if you haven't started yet. So let's talk about the word coat. Let's sound it out. Coat. Which vowel do you hear in coat? It's a long vowel. Coat. Yes. Oh, just like snow. But it doesn't have the same vowel team. It does not have O-W. It has a different vowel team. It's O-A. O-A work together to make the O sound in coat. They work together to make the O sound in coat. Oat. The O does all the talking. The A doesn't get to say anything. Poor little A. Poor little A. But O does the talking, so it's just fine. Coat. Even though you only hear three sounds, k, oat, there are four letters because that A isn't talking. But it's there. All right, take 3 more seconds for her pink coat. 3, 2, 1. All right, I'm going to sound out her name for you. Ready? Caitlin. 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 Her name is Caitlin. Let's color Caitlin's hair black. Do you have a black crayon? If not, you could use your pencil. Might make her hair a little bit gray, but that's okay. Let's color Caitlin's hair black. Boys and girls, in the word Caitlin, which vowel sound do you hear? Caitlin. A. Yes, it has an A. But because we're working on vowel teams, I bet you already know it's not A all by itself. There's another letter there with it. Do you know what it is? A is making all the sounds this time. It comes first. And the next letter is all quiet and shy. I. It's K-A-I. The vowel team is A-I. She writes her name K-A-I-T, Caitlin, and then L-I-N. She's in my class. It's true. All right, so Caitlin has an A-I vowel team in her name. An A-I vowel team in her name. Another word with A-I is rain or pain. Or stain. All of these have the A-I vowel team. It makes one sound, even though there are two letters. Blows me away every time. Okay, I have finished coloring her beautiful black hair. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds to finish it up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, look for this picture. Ready? T-A-L. T-A-L. Tail. Do you see the tail on the doggy? Oh, so cute. Let's find our brown crayon and let's color the tail brown. And then go ahead and color the rest of the dog brown too. So tail has the same vowel team as Caitlin. We know it has the long A, tail, has the long A, but we can't hear the vowel team, that second letter in the vowel team. It's A and I, just like Caitlin. AI is a vowel team. AI is a vowel team. AI can say tail. AI can say Caitlin. AI is a vowel team. The A does the talking. The I doesn't talk at all. Not at all. Not at all. All right, I have a brown dog with a brown tail with a vowel team of AI. Take 3 more seconds for the dog and the tail. 3, 2, 1. See if you can find this. This one's a little bit trickier. Ready? Suit. 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 Someone is wearing a snow suit. Yes, the boy is wearing the snow suit. You're right. Let's find our red crayon. Any kind of red will work. Look for a red crayon and let's color his snow suit. So you'll color the top part of his suit and the bottom part of his suit. You can color his mittens and his boots also. The whole thing is one big suit. He is wearing a snow suit. So here's why it might be a little bit tricky. When I sound out the word suit, I want to know if you can hear a vowel sound. Oot. Which vowel makes that oo sound? You got it. The letter U. You got it. Suit has the letter U in it, and the vowel is long. Long U says oo. Sometimes it says U, but for this word suit, it says oo. But U is not by itself. It's not by itself. There's another letter that's really quiet, not making any noise. It's U-I. Suit has a U-I vowel team. All right, don't forget. Look really carefully. This boy's got his arm around the penguin. So get that arm. Get that red suit. Suit. Oot, it has a long U, and it's the U-I vowel team. All right, I've got the top part of his suit colored red, the bottom part of his suit colored red, his boots are colored red, his mittens are colored red. He's got a suit on. It's a snow suit. Let's find out his name. Ready? O-N. Owen. Owen. His name is Owen. I have an Owen in my class this year. Put down your red crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's color Owen's hat blue. Can you find a blue crayon? Color Owen's hat blue. So his name is Owen. Which vowel sound do you hear in his name? Owen. Yes, it's the letter O, but he's working with a team. The O has a team. It's not just O. It's O-W. Owen has an O-W. Just like Snow. Snow has an O-W team. Okay, I have a blue hat. I have a red suit. I have a brown tail. I have a pink oat on Caitlin, and there is a bunch of snow. All right, put down all your crayons in 3, 2, 1. Find a pencil. We're going to do a little bit of work at the bottom of our page. Find number 1. You'll see a bunch of pictures. I'm going to name the picture for you. If it has our long vowel sound, I want you to circle it. Any long vowel sound that you hear. A, E-I-O-U, like we heard in our pictures. Ready? Number 1, boat. B-O-A-T. Yes, I hear O, B-O-A-T, just like in snow or coat. The next picture is tag. T-A-G, tag. Nope, leave it alone. Our next picture is juice. J-O-O-S. Yes, which one says ooh? Which letter, which vowel? The U, so circle the juice. That's a long U. Our next picture is clock. Clock. No, leave it alone. Our next picture is paint. Paint. Yes, circle the paint can. And our last picture is pen. Pen. Leave it alone. So let's check. You should have the boat circled, the juice circled, and the paint circled. All right, let's go down to number 2. We're going to read that word. I see an A-I vowel team. I know the A gets to say A and the I says nothing. So let's sound it out. P-ale, p-ale, pale. Will you trace the circle around the vowel team of A-I? Pale. Scoot over. There's a P there and then empty space and an L. Let's fill in the vowel team. A-I. Pale. And then scoot over. Let's write the word again. P-A. Don't forget your I. O-L. Check it. You should have P-A-I-L. All right. Let's try number 2. I see an O-W. I know the O gets to do the talking and the W is quiet. Let's sound it out. G-R-O. G-R-O. Grow, grow. Trace the circle around the vowel team. Scoot over. We have a G-R. We need to write the vowel team. O-W. Scoot over. Let's write it one more time. G-G-G-R-R. Oh, don't forget your W. That's the vowel team, OW. Okay, number four shows fruit. We're going to write the word fruit. Ready? F, R, ooh. Which vowel says ooh? The U. Good. Put a U, and then we can't forget our I. The vowel team is UI. T. So let's check it. Fruit, you should have F, R, U, I, T, fruit. Got it? Awesome. Scoot over to number five. Last one. Here we go. We're going to write road. Road. R, O. What do you think's next to the O? A or W? A. A, that's tricky. It's hard because you can't hear it, so you're not sure. So you should have ROAD. Check it with me. Road. You should have ROAD. Road. Boys and girls, we did it. We did the whole activity. We rock at vowel teams. Actually, you rock. I roll. Together, we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.